Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its upcoming heavy-duty USB-C hubs. At CES 2020 this week, Pioneer unveiled its latest line of aftermarket CarPlay receivers, many of which beat most of the CarPlay receivers included in new cars today. The new Pioneer receiver that stands out most is the new state-of-the-art 10.1-inch floating receiver that incorporates support for wireless CarPlay. The size of the new receiver means that it's diagonally larger and it extends beyond the car's panel. Because it's not seated back in the panel, the screen is adjustable with vertical, horizontal, and tilt movement out of the box to help you battle things like glare and other issues. Pioneer's 10.1-inch display is its largest model, and it's compatible with single-DIN slots for wider upgrade compatibility. The large panel is optimized for presenting tappable targets while driving, thanks to the 720p resolution. This means content is larger, not more dense, and it affects how CarPlay is presented as well. And best of all is wireless CarPlay support. This eliminates the need to connect a lightning cable to the iPhone each time you want to take a short trip but still access CarPlay features. But as you might expect, these features come with a hefty price tag. Pioneer has listed a $1,200 suggested retail price for its new 10.1-inch receiver. These prices tend to come down over time, so hopefully that happens with this particular Pioneer model as well. But if you're looking for something more affordable right now, Pioneer has two other new models it announced at CES, and you can find the details on 9to5mac.com. In other news, Apple is facing a lawsuit over the health monitoring features of Apple Watch. Masimo, a medical technology company, accuses Apple of stealing trade secrets, poaching employees, and infringing upon 10 of its patents. Masimo filed the lawsuit in a federal court this week, and Apple is being accused of obtaining secret information under the guise of a working relationship. That's in addition to poaching employees and infringing upon those patents. In the lawsuit, Masimo says that Apple reached out in 2013 to suggest a series of meetings about how the two companies could work together. Masimo says that it walked away from those meetings feeling as if they were productive and leading towards a potential partnership. But instead, Apple started hiring away key employees from Masimo and using its technology to aid in the development of the Apple Watch. Masimo is a global medical technology company focused on developing non-invasive patient monitoring features, with a specific focus on specialization in pulse oximeters. It's clear to see how this technology would be useful for many of the Apple Watch's health features. And interestingly enough, Masimo CEO Joe Kiani said in an interview in 2014 that Apple had gained access to deep wells of trade secrets through its hires and promising employees sizable salaries. Through the lawsuit, Masimo is seeking orders to block future use of its patented inventions, a return of the stolen confidential information, and unspecified damages. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Hyper has sponsored all of 9 to 5 Mac's coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. At CES 2020, Hyper teased its latest HyperDrive USB-C hubs, which feature a heavy-duty design suited for facing the elements. You can get an exclusive sneak peek at the new heavy-duty Hyper hubs at the link in the show notes below. Also, don't forget about the Hyper Juice, which is the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger that's perfect for MacBook and iPhone users. My thanks to Hyper for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily and being our official CES coverage sponsor. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys for a quick look at some of the best Apple deals of the weekend.
Headlining today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com is an Apple $5 movie sale, which includes 4K, action, comedy, and much more. You'll save at least 50% off the regular going rate, with various all-time lows available across different genres. Apple Watch Series 5 is also up to $70 off across various configurations and styles. You'll find all of the details over at 9to5toys.com, along with today's best deals.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a piece from Ben Lovejoy, where he looks at how the iPad has changed over the last decade, going from something he used for content consumption to something that's now indispensable to his workflow. We've also got the story of a Brazilian man who was saved after Apple Watch notifications alerted him to a potentially life-threatening heart disease. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or your podcast player of choice. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.